Hey there, cutie. Are you looking for anything in particular today, or simply browsing? Well, like you always do. Oh, come on. I've seen you here before. Always looking for new books to read. Always browsing. Browsing for hours and hours until you find the perfect one. You're a real bookworm just like me, aren't you? Well, I mean, I've seen you here at least a couple times every month. Yes, honey, I have. Always leaving with a stack of books under your arm. Always with a satisfied smile on your face. I just love to see that. To see a young, handsome man like yourself in here. A smart boy that loves to read. To learn. To explore. Oh, I won't lie to you, hon. I find you to be quite interesting. Well, I think you have a story to tell. I think that you're something different. Something else. Set apart from the other boys that come in here. Let me tell you what, hon. What if you let me pick your book out today? I can think of some books. Books that could be really fun for you, don't you think? Just give me free hands and I'll make sure to give you something really, really good to... What do you say? Oh, you're in. Fantastic, sweet boy. Well then, let's see. I know just the perfect book for you. Here. It's called An Unexpected Encounter. I read this one a couple weeks ago and I simply fell in love with it. Yes. You see, it's about a young, insecure, but handsome man. A bit shy on the surface, but under that shy exterior, he's simply bubbling with desire and sexual energy. It's like he just needs to have someone help him let it all out, you know? Yes. Then, one day he meets this beautiful older woman, wink, wink, in a cafe. This confident, mature woman that enters his world like a tornado, turning it upside down, inside out. Oh, of course he falls in love with her quickly. He simply can't control himself around her. Her curvy body, silky hair, her sweet, enticing scent. Everything about her makes him weak for her, but not weak. No. Oh, you want to know what happens? Well, through the course of this book, you really get to know the two of them, fall in love with them. They're so cute. By the end, you know their deepest desires, their insecurities, their backstory. The dynamic between the two of them is really interesting to follow. Well, the basic premise is classic. An older woman helps a younger man find himself sexually, challenges him, guides him. She's like a teacher to him, someone that takes charge of his learning, helps him to develop as a sexual being. Yes, she's almost like a caring mother. As engaged as she becomes in his life, she's very passionate about his development. Of course. The best part of this book is it's all very explicit in nature. All the sexual encounters. I think it should be an educational, not fiction. Here, I'll read an example for you. Here we go. Here we have one. So she held him tightly against her bosom, so tightly that he could barely move an inch. He was captured in her embrace, trapped like a prey. He had no choice but to accept the situation, to just let her sweet scent fill his mind and body, to simply feel her soft skin pressed against his face. He had no other choice than to fall under her spell, to accept her touch as she stroked her playful fingers through his hair, to accept the words she whispered so gently into his ear. "Good boy," she whispered. "You're such a good boy for me," she repeated with clear intent. He couldn't think straight anymore. Everything just crumbled around him as he started to whimper and moan in sweet desperation. Desperation to hear more of those wonderful words from her. "Oh, it's okay, honey," she repeated softly. "You're such a good fucking boy for me, and I'm going to take very good care of you. I promise you that." His whimpers just continued as he nuzzled his face between her perfect chest. They provided him a sense of security and safety that he had been longing for his whole life. It was an overwhelming feeling for him to be cared for by a wonderful woman like her. Well, what do you think, honey? Sound like the book for you? Oh, you look a bit shaky, hun. You okay? I know, it's such a touching story, isn't it, sweetie? Really exciting. A dominant older woman and a shy younger man like that. If you slow down and think about it, it's kind of like you and me, isn't it? Potentially. Well, you're a bit shy, aren't you, sweet thing? You don't need to be shy around me, you know. You can tell me exactly what's on your mind right now. Come on, tell me, hun. Tell me the truth. Have you ever fantasized about being with a woman like me? Someone a bit older than yourself? Someone with more experience? Someone that knows what's right for you? Someone that is confident enough to just push you up against the wall and kiss you right in the middle of a library like this? Oh, you have, haven't you? Your face says it all. Shh, it's okay, hon. That's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. Now, take a deep breath for my baby boy. I'm going to take your hand. Then I'm going to lead you behind the bookshelves over here so I can tell you a little secret. Okay. Now listen, sweetheart. I'm going to be really blunt with you. No possibility of miscommunication. See, I fancy you, hun. I've had my eyes on you since the very first time you set foot in my library. Oh, yes. You're the sweetest boy. I think you know where this is going. I want to play with you. I want to show you new sides of pleasure. I want to grab you by the balls just like this. And then I want to tell you exactly what you're going to do for me. Why? Well, because I sense that you need someone like me in your life. Someone that can take charge of you. That can steer you in the right direction. My proposal is simple. I want you. You to become my personal little book slut. Oh, yes, that's right. I want to own you. I want to take control of you. Control of you so that I can give you the sort of pleasure that you have been looking for, dreaming of, your whole life. That perfect pleasure. It's only found in the sweet submission to an older woman. Yes, oh, that's right. So from now on, you will only read books that I pick out for you. You will read all of my dirty favorites, the most intriguing sex novels. You will read so many books on female pleasure that you will know exactly what to do for me. Little slut. I want you to understand something. Yes. If you listen to me, if you do as you're told, I will make you the happiest fucking boy on this planet. Do you understand, hun? Oh, I will teach you to become a very, very good boy for me. I will tease you. I will play with you in all sorts of ways. I want to give you a little example. I'm going to show you what I can do for you right now. Yes. Now focus on my hand on your chest, pushing you back against the bookshelf. You're not going anywhere, darling. Here, let me just grab that gorgeous package down there. Oh, just let me feel it. Oh, you're already hard for me, aren't you? What a dirty, naughty boy you are. Oh, having a boner in a library like this. It's okay, sweetie. I like how slutty you are for me. Just let me squeeze it. Squeeze it through your pants. Rub my hand against your jeans like this. Oh, God. That's right. I can feel you growing for me. Very nice and hard for me. That's right. Yes. Good boy. Oh, not feeling so shy anymore, are you? Oh, well, your face looks shy. But your cock is just screaming for my attention. Arcing out of these tight pants of yours. All rigid for me. It's like it's begging. Are you begging to be released, honey? Is your cock begging to be taken out? Toyed with? Played with? Touched? Shh. Don't say a word, sweetheart. You just let me do all the work for now. Let me unzip these jeans. Yes. There we go. Let's give it some air. Let's get that cock out. Give it the attention it deserves. Oh, wow. That's a beautiful sight, hun. Yes, you have a beautiful cock. Making me wet, just looking at it. Now you stay right where you are. Let me pull up my pencil skirt for you. Have a good look at that. You like my panties, don't you? my pretty little black lace panties. I thought of you as I was sliding them on. So sexy, aren't they? Are they what you expected? Did you expect a librarian to wear such sexy underthings to work? I bet you've been thinking about it before now. What it would look like to see me without this tight pencil skirt. Here, have at it, sweet boy. Take a good look. And you know what's hiding under there, don't you? Oh, that's right. My perfect, pretty little pussy. My tight, wet little pussy. Dripping for you. Dripping as I toy with you. So turned on at the idea of taking control of you. Turned on to see you react. React to what I'm doing to you. Yes, I'm going to teach you to be such a good boy for me. You're going to be so good to me, aren't you? So fucking good. Now, just take a deep breath as I kneel down on the floor in front of you. As I take that aching cock of yours, as I grab it and squeeze it, as I tickle these sensitive balls of yours. You like that? I can tell. I wonder if you'll like this. My lips around your perfect cock head. You taste so good. Perfect little book slut. It's being so perfectly quiet for me. You like when I suck this cock? Working you in, getting you wet. You like the feel of the back of my throat? You like my other hand tugging on your balls? You like it? Watching your cock fill my little mouth. So big I can't take you inside. You're big to me. That's all that matters. Yes. Good boy. You're being so fucking good for me. Of course, I'm having fun. I want to show you how good it feels to let me change. Take charge of things. That's how things are going to progress from now on. You're going to come see me once a week. And I will give you new books to read. I will give you new tasks, new challenges. Things I want you to do for me. Just to show me that you can be a really good boy for me. Mm-hmm. You want to be a good boy? And then I will need you to fuck me exactly how I tell you to. Take all those lessons from the books. Mm-hmm. I'll need you between my thighs, licking, sucking. Mm-hmm. And kissing my most precious parts. I will need you to give me what I ask for without hesitation. Do you think you can do that, sweetie? Oh, come on. Tell me that you can. Tell me. Agree. Commit. And I will continue to suck this perfect cock of yours. Oh. Good boy. Yes is such a beautiful word coming out of your mouth. How about we make it even more wet and sloppy? Just let me all over you. Nice fucking slick for me. Now listen, honey. You can close your eyes if you want. Listen to the slurpy and sloppy sounds that this perfect experienced mouth can make when I continue to take you in. Feel my tongue flipping against your vagina. So sensitive. So fucking ready to just squirt you loud into my warm, wet, wonderful mouth. Come on. Come on, honey. Do it for me. You can do it for mommy, can't you? You can fill my mouth with your creamy load. Yes, that's it. Let me suck it all out of you. Every single drop, hun. Good boy. It's a good boy. Let it all out for mommy. Coating my tongue. Your creamy load. Gushing out for me. A little bit more. Filling mommy's mouth. Messy mess in my mouth. Yes. Good boy. Any last little spurts? Allow me to swallow all of it. I did swallow it. Felt really good, didn't it? I can see that you're all shaky from me. A whimpering little mess. Oh, hon, you're all mine now. That was just the start of it. Your introduction to your new life with me. Oh, yes. Lean into you. Press against you. Your naked cock between us. Hiding it from view. I'm going to teach you so much. I'm going to take such good care of you. Yes. I'm going to make you the most obedient fucking boy that ever set his foot in this library. I'm going to make you the most grateful little book slut. Oh, that's right, hon. I fucking own you now. And you're going to do whatever I tell you to do. Let's tuck you back into those jeans. There you go. Still a little hard. Let's zip you up. Good boy. Now, go straight back home and think about what I just did to you. Really take some time to reflect on it. Then I want you to read this book. The one I read from to you. And read it page to page like a very good boy for me. And once you're done with it, once you're done, I want you to come back here, because after you've read it, I have some new tasks for you, things to do. Now, move on, my little book slut. See you in a week. So tasty.